With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Well, it's time to talk high school football playoffs round two. Before we could even get Lou Bezjak on the phone, we had one of the Tolos call in wanting to know about Woodruff and Christchurch. A big task for Christchurch taking on a really good Woodruff team. We bring in Lou Bezjak of the state newspaper to talk high school football from the upstate to the Midlands. If you have a high school football related question, you can get it in at 844-326-3663. Lou, I know you've been covering high school football for a long time, and Woodruff has not been great lately, but Brett Sloan doing a terrific job up at Woodruff, and seeing them in 3A as that perennial power hosting a really good Christchurch team. I know these two teams aren't in your coverage area, but has the potential to be a good game Friday night here in the upstate. What are your initial thoughts on this one?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the ones. More interesting matchups in the second round. We're going to get more competitive games than last week, and I think this one could be one of them. I like Woodruff's chances. I mean, I think they're definitely one of the favorites there in the 3A upper state, and Christchurch has gotten better. I mean, they play a tough schedule. They're battle-tested over the years in whatever classification they've been. They've made deep runs, and they've gotten better as the season goes along, but it's definitely going to be big test for them tomorrow night.
Yeah, Lou, as we went through Cole's picks last Friday for the first round of the playoffs, you know, he was saying there's just so many teams get in that you end up seeing some pretty bad football teams in the playoffs. And you just said it, they were probably going to get some more competitive games this weekend. But are there any that, you know, kind of still feel like quasi-bye games, you know, that are still just at this point not going to be competitive?
Maybe Dutch Fork Boiling Springs. I don't know if, I mean, the way they've met the last couple of years. I mean, Irmo, Lugoff, Elgin. Lugoff, Elgin's having a great year, but I don't know, can they hang with Irmo? Trying to think what else. Newberry, Hanahan. I think Newberry rolls, and unless they're overlooking next week's possible matchup with Loris. I think those are three that stand up in our area that could potentially be blowouts for sure, but definitely a lot more games that are going to be into, especially the road teams will have a lot better chances this week to pull off the upsets, unlike last week when we only saw a couple lower seeds win on the road.
And I think I would agree with you there, Lou. We'll park on that Boiling Springs Dutch Fork game for a second. Tom Knotts has had their number. The last time Boiling Springs won, it was 2011. The late Bruce Clark went down the Dutch Fork in Irmo and got the win. But since then, even in that 2016 state championship game that you and I were both at, where it was a one touchdown game, the other meetings haven't been as close. And to your point there, it's a Boiling Springs team that lost a lot from last year's team. They've had some inconsistencies on the offensive side of the football, Lou, and then Dutch Fork, even though they've had a few injuries to deal with themselves as well. I guess when you look at a matchup like this, how do you think Boiling Springs makes it a game late? Because if you look at it on paper, I know the games aren't played on paper, everybody would agree that Dutch Fork's the better team, but you've seen Dutch Fork. Are there areas of vulnerability where you feel like teams maybe could keep this thing close, starting with Boiling Springs Friday?
When the time of possession is the big thing. Keep that offense on the field. It's not one of their better Dutch Fork's offense that we've been used to, but still they have that big play capability with Jackson Knott and Stone Fury. I think try to win the time of possession and do what you can to avoid those two defensive ends. And teams have been able to do that at times. OU run away or run right up the middle, so you really take up those two defensive ends, the Julian Walker and Jaden Worth, out of the ball game like that. And I saw that White Knoll was able to do that a little bit with their quarterback draw they ran against Dutch Fork when they played earlier this year. So that the time of possession, I think, is the big thing, though, to grind out long drives and keep that Dutch Fork offense off the field.
Talking to Lou Bezjak of the state newspaper. Lou, you've been around. You've seen some things. Who would you say, and I'm going to leave this kind of open-ended, mention as many of them as you want to here, teams and programs that you would say are the best programs in the state of South Carolina that have never won a state title or that, you know, haven't won one in quite a while? Do any of them have a shot maybe to kind of finally break through that ceiling and finally get a title this year?
I was thinking Newberry. It's been a while. They've been, and they're undefeated, but I don't know. They're being in the lower state. I think it's really with Loras and Oceanside. I would say maybe them. Florida just won. Irmo, it's been a while since they won. I think they can get back to the championship game. And if they would play Northwestern or who they would play, it's going to be a tough matchup. But that would be big. It's been a while since they've won a state championship. They made it last year, but still to kind of break through there. Like we mentioned, Loras team. I mean, Loras has kind of been growing, and can they break through? They would have to beat Newberry next week and probably Oceanside the week after. But that program's on the rise. That they made it to the state championship, or I know it's late, they made a deep run in the boys basketball playoffs, and it's a smaller, it's out there, it's not right on in Myrtle Beach, but it, you know, and they've done a really good job with building that program up.
You know, Lou, we talk a lot about Dutch Fork, and with them playing Boiling Springs Friday, they could potentially play Burns next Friday, they could potentially play a Dorman or a Spartanburg the following Friday, so we in the upstate are going to see Dutch Fork a lot over these next few weeks. We all know what Tom Knotts has done in his time there, 9 state championships, 13 region championships. You look, you know, what's funny is before Tom Knotts got the job, we all said, hey, what Bobby Bentley did at Burns will never be replicated again. And then Tom Knotts arrives on the scene down in Irmo, and all these years later, it looks as if we're having the conversation, what Tom Knotts has done at Dutch Fork will never be replicated again. Do you believe that to be true? Do you believe that there will ever be? I mean, we saw, you know, the streak and the amount of wins that the late John McKissick had at Somerville High School, and, you know, a lot of good coaches up here in the upstate, not even, you know, going to start naming off coaches because the list is way too long, but Tom Knotts, it just seems like and feels like 9 state championships will be hard for any coach to match.
Yeah, maybe Jamie Nichols at Abbeville, maybe what he's been able to do. But, yeah, no, especially now, guys are not – I mean, we see it on the college and pro, they're not – you're not coaching in your 60s and 70s. I mean, Tom Knotts, he's in his late 60s. I mean, so, I mean, he's getting up there, but guys are not coaching that longer. They're getting out a little bit more. They're just with the little pressure and all the things going on. I mean, you don't see guys staying around long enough to do that. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. Like I said, Jamie Nichols, we saw Jackie Hayes, what he did at Dillon. That was a run that he had on. And we mentioned Bobby Bentley, and we mentioned Chris Miller, what he did. And just, yeah it's going to be definitely tough to do what he's done and just the games, I mean, in both states, the state championship, number of state championships is ridiculous. 100-plus game winning streak when he was in at Independence, and now do this at Dutch Fork. I think he'll coach, I know he'll coach the rest of this year, and I know probably next year, and then I think he'll ride out with when his son graduates. So I think you never know. He might. You never know. He's just wired differently, man. He is all football all the time during the season, man. He's just as intense as it gets, man. And it's fun to see. It's interesting to play for him. And
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
His son's getting the taste of it this year to be on that varsity level, and now the pressure situation in the playoffs. So it's fun to see that dynamic working together.
Lou, what can you tell us about this upcoming Blythewood-Dorman game? Is there any chance Blythewood gets it done? And, you know, is there any chance they fill that 10,000-seat stadium there at Dorman?
Yeah, I don't think so. Blythewood doesn't really travel well. I mean, that was a good win for them, though, to beat Clover. They had struggled a little bit late in the year. They get a good dual threat quarterback in James Vesey. He could run, he could throw it. He kind of took over late, early in the summer, because Johnny Collins, who was their starting quarterback, decided to concentrate on baseball. He just signed with College Charleston yesterday, so they had to kind of move Vesey up a year in advance. They got a pretty good running game with Strong and Hendricks, and a really good offensive lineman, Reed Pelucci. I think he's definitely a power five. He's got some power five offers, power four offers. And, they like to spread it out. They're not big on running the ball. They'll throw it a lot. So and having that win last week, you got that already been in the playoffs. I mean, having that week in advantage, some coaches like that, haven't played that week. Some needed the bye to rest up. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough task for Blythewood for sure.
Lou, Texter brings up a question about the furry kid at Dutch Fork that you mentioned, Stone, being any relation to Mike. It is his son. And, man, you talk about a really good athlete. You mentioned him a minute ago. He played at Gaffney when Mike was up at Limestone. I believe he transferred to Flora before he was at Dutch Fork. Lou, correct me if I'm wrong there, but you're talking about Dutch Fork's leading receiver, and he played defense primarily when he was at Gaffney, and now he's playing a little bit of both ways. And then the second part of that question, the two-part question, what are your expectations with his dad calling the shots now for the Gamecocks?
Yeah, Stone, yeah, he did. I think he was a safety or corner at Gaffney, then he went to Chapin. He played Chapin. He played last year at Chapin, and then he transferred. Chapin had a lot of turnover in the offense and that, and he just, in district, do the transfer. Yeah, he has about 600 yards receiving. He had a big year last year. He's good on special teams, really quick. He was really impressive in that 7-on-7 and over summer, to the speed, to watch him. And be interesting to see where he goes. USC hasn't offered. He's got some Ivy League offers and interests, and he's a hard worker, and he definitely can stretch the defense. And yeah, with his dad Mike calling the plays, I think he did it when he was at Limestone, so it's a lot of expectation. We'll see. Shane Beamer said this week they've definitely been tweaking that playbook. I think just try and get Lenoris in the space and trying to just get him in different areas and not just drop back and do a little more design runs and just let him kind of take over things and see how things work out against a good Texas A&M defense this week.
You know, Lou, parking there on star power, they say the biggest stars shine brightest when the lights are on. And who are you looking at this weekend playing that might have themselves a big old game? You know, obviously we know Trey Seguera up here at Burns is a highly touted player that's going to hopefully have a big time opportunity in the future. But outside of that, is there a player or two that you're saying that guy is going to have a big night on Friday?
Yeah, I'm looking like maybe going to the Spartanburg Ridgeview game. I think on the Ridgeview side, Christian Jackson, he's kind of been beat up, banged up during the year, and he came on at the end Sumter game. He really had a big game receiving. If they can get the ball in his hands, he's dynamic. And then you look at the other side, Lynch now back right for Spartanburg, and how he goes up against that Ridgeview defense, which has been pretty solid this year. I'm looking forward to that matchup. That has a chance to be a really good one. More experience at quarterback for Spartanburg with Burke, and they got a guy, Bijan Virgo, who's kind of taken over the thing after they replaced Ashton Chapman, who stepped in for Trey Howard, who was the starter, coach's son. He got hurt against in the first game of the year, and he led Lynn's Frank injury. So, yeah, it's going to be I'm looking forward to see how those two stars and that game in general plays out on Friday.
Lou, what do you make about this Indian Land Hillcrest matchup? I know with you being in large part involved with the weekly polls in terms of the statewide media polls, Indian Land's been a team that's been pretty high in their classification all season long. It's a team that's kind of, in my mind, hard to gauge just in the sense of, you know, them being tucked away up in the corner of the state a little bit. Some newness with that program. A Hillcrest team that is really, really potent on offense with Bennett Swaggart and Jackson Free at quarterback. I just don't know what to make of this game. I know Indian Land is very talented. Only one loss to a really good Northwestern team this season, Lou. But on the other hand, Hillcrest is a really good offense, has a really good offense. What do you make of this one?
Yeah, that's good. I like Bennett Swaggart. He's a good coach, and he's got some weapons there. I was looking at over some of the numbers, and they put up some points, and I think it's going to be a high scoring game first of all. And Indian Land, like you said, it's kind of a rising program. I remember when I started, I think in Florence over 20 years ago, they were Class A school.
Yeah,
I believe at the time.
That's right.
They were powerhouse in softball. I remember that they beat Latta a few times, and Adam Hastings, their coach, I actually remember him covered when I was in North Carolina his playing days at East Burke High School, and familiar with the quarterback at Indian Land. I went to high school with his mom back in Ohio, and they moved down here, and he's good. He's really done a good job, and like I said, they won some close games, and the schedule wise maybe didn't, you know, compare to some of the other ones. The bigger wins, I mean, the biggest test was against Northwestern, and a lot of teams have gotten that this year. So I look for a high scoring and offensive game, and should be a fun atmosphere there at Indian Land.
Lou,
as
we let you go, man, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Make two picks, Blythewood, Dorman. I think this one's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
You going Dorman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then Spartanburg Ridgeview, another one that I've went back and forth on all week long. What does Lou Bazjack think in Spartanburg at Ridgeview?
I'm going Ridgeview just to home. I mean, but I think it's going down in the fourth quarter.
Me too.
And I think it's going to be a big game. Experience a quarterback in that, and Ridgeview, some of the players not been in this, like Virgo, and how does he respond, and are they able to run the ball with Bowman and get the ball to Christian Jackson? So I think that has the potential to be one of the better games, best games of the Friday night.
Lou, thanks as always, man. You're the best.
All right, guys, take it easy.
Lou Bazjack, the state newspaper. Man, it's here, high school football round two. And just a quick programming note, Diesel, before we run off the break, Burns Football Tolos, if you're a Burns football fan and you're listening, Burns Football will not air on this station tomorrow night. We will be airing Furman basketball on this station, and then Burns will be airing on our sister station tomorrow night, News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Wow.
You can still listen, though, on the Odyssey app and the iHeart app.
Think about that, man. You're going to have Burns on a 100,000-watt blowtorch. That is going to be a massive broadcast.
It is, hopefully a massive win as well.
Yeah.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.